Special Valentine's Day edition of the Danish and O'Neill podcast.
Little Tina Turner.
Double T for that ass. Episode 31 coming at ya.
Does that say record?
Looks like it.
We don't want any mishaps. The Bushman episode was a big hit.
It seems like the reviews are in. People were happy about it. We're going to have him back. We're going to get that 45 minutes back, plus more.
There's a little bit of backlash coming out towards me saying, hey, you lost 40 minutes of it because you showed your balls. That's not accurate. It's not an accurate statement.
Either way, we're gonna have him back. So,
well, I hope we can get him back because I talked to him the other day. He was very concerned about how he was received on the podcast. And I told him, hey, people embraced you with open arms. And then he told me he was on the way to San Diego to gamble at a casino.
One guy wants to give him $200. I thought he just said, if I give you $200, will you give it to him and have him back on the show? And I was like, oh, you don't need to pay. We're going to have him back on the show anyway. But the guy said, no, I think Bushman needs the money more than I do. So the guy wants to...
I wouldn't do it, dude, because the Bushman obviously now has a gambling problem.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing all right. He has a phone. I mean, has he gone through some rough patches?
I guess Obama every month gives him gambling money.
Maybe it's part of a new maybe program. He's gambling with the phone.
He said he didn't know of gambling. He's never done it before.
This is a man who's first seeing a vagina at 24 years old, so it only makes sense that he really doesn't. A lot of things come late in life to the Bushman.
He said he was getting, going to Pepperdine, and he was getting a government loan of like $90,000. I told him to put it all up black.
Maybe he did.
He might. He's crazy enough to do it.
We'll see. He probably won.
He said if he wins big, he's, Aaron, I'm going to take care of you.
Well, thank you.
I was like, for life, or is this just a...
Is he going to adopt you?
A monthly thing.
We have, I'm looking at the notes here. We got a power packed.
I know. I got a ton of, I'm getting like 30 emails a week now.
You may have to pace yourself because we got a lot of business to get to here.
All right, let's just dig in.
A couple episodes back, we did some stories where people died and buried the guy who died driving while getting a blowjob.
Wait, you mean the guy driving while jerking off?
Jerking off, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like driving and getting a blowjob. No, not that bad.
And so I said that I was going to look up I was going to come up with my own list of the most embarrassing ways to die. Because we had the Bush on last episode, I couldn't get to him. I'm going to crank through them now. Some of these, I did cheat, and I looked up some Google for some research. A couple people sent me on Twitter their own either news stories or their own suggestions, but I'll try to credit where it's due. One is smuggling something in your asshole and having it open up and kill you, like a drug.
Yeah.
Or... just having whatever it is kill you in some fashion.
Be bad. I mean, I think a lot of those people, though, there might be a financial reason behind it. So maybe it is to help out your family. So maybe there's a little bit of dignity involved in it.
But it's a bad way to go.
Yeah.
Another, and this was via Google, this does happen. Playing video games / board games / computer games for so long consecutively that you die of exhaustion.
No.
It happens.
Who the fuck is
it? People like play video games and stuff for like 52 hours with no sleep and you can die from that. You can. It's a real thing.
Hold that back. What?
It's a real thing.
I mean,
dude,
you can die of exhaustion, but it's going to take more than 52 hours.
I'll look it up after this.
And also, your body would just shut down and you would stop playing the fucking video game.
Let me see.
I'm gonna go out here right now and be like, I don't think that... There may have been like a fat guy who was like, had a heart attack while he was playing video games for 52 hours.
Yes, it comes up multiple times.
All right, what's the backstory?
South Korean dies after gaming session. Man dies after 3-day internet gaming binge.
What are they dying of?
Let's see what the South Korean man died of in 2005. He's 28 years old.
Can we get a 28-year-old
man collapsed after playing the game StarCraft at an internet cafe in the city of Daegu, according to South Korean authorities.
This guy died in the cafe. At no point they were like, hey, dude, you might want to take a breather.
He said he had not slept properly and had eaten very little during the marathon session. Namely, started Started playing StarCraft on August 3rd. He only paused playing to go to the toilet and for short periods of sleep, said the police. They presume the cause of death was heart failure stemming from exhaustion.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to go, okay, so there needs to be a little bit of a caveat put on that because I think you have to be in extremely, extremely poor health to die of exhaustion while playing video games.
Well, it can happen. Okay, it is embarrassing.
But that guy is definitely, that guy had some health problems going into that game.
Another is following GPS directions so exactly that you drive into a body of water.
That's happened many times.
And you drown.
Do you know when the GPS first came out, it was like almost an epidemic of idiots doing that shit. People were driving off closed roads.
Yeah, it's
like bridges that weren't completed. People were fucking flying off of them.
It's a bad way to go. Another one, this one's not very realistic, but riding a Segway like off a cliff, you're like taking some sort of
What about a little rascal using your GPS and a little rascal?
That too.
You drive off a cliff.
This one could happen. I don't know if anyone's died of it, but I'm sure somebody's been injured. Lighting your fart on fire and then getting engulfed in flames and burning to death.
You'd have to be wearing like a mohair suit in order for it to go down, but possible, I guess.
Putting peanut butter on your dick and having your dog bite your penis off and then somehow bleeding out.
You're stretching a little bit on here. What if you put peanut butter on your dick and then a vicious neighbor dog breaks into your house and ends up eating you?
Yeah. Could happen. This one's happened before. Owning a monkey that you raise and treat like a child, only it gets older and then it attacks and kills you.
That's not that uncommon.
That's a tough one. Getting hit in the balls. This was online. Someone got hit in the balls, fell down on the ground, and then hit their head and died.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's
I mean, there's guys that die in the bathtub, too, that slip and fall. Look at Michael Schumacher, the greatest Formula One driver of all time. This guy cheated death every single time he got in that car. And then what happens? He's skiing. He hits his head.
Oh.
And he's a vegetable.
Getting a heart attack due to a practical joke or someone jumping out and scaring you.
That was in Last Man on Earth.
Oh, was it? I didn't see that one.
Will Ferrell died. Well, spoiler alert.
Oh, boy. Trying to set a ridiculous world record that no one cares about and having it end up killing you.
What would the world record be?
Like somersaults, I don't know, something dumb.
I could see high jumping on stilts.
Something stupid that no one
jumping
really...
Jumping a gorge on stilts?
No one's going to care. No one. It's not important to anyone but you. Taking a selfie and having it kill you. I saw an article online. This causes more deaths every year than great white sharks.
Because people do the dangerous shit.
Yeah, like in the street or like on a mountain.
Yeah, when they're climbing, they'll fucking take it.
So be careful with your selfies. Having a heart attack and a gangbang or orgy would be embarrassing, especially
if you're married.
Yeah, if you had a family. Even though
similar to this. An upcoming episode of a series that we did.
Or though, say you had kids and like that comes out and you have to go to the funeral. It's like,
what
you're
about
divorced with kids?
What about how bad would this? Dying of a heart attack in an orgy when you get to the front of the line and realize your daughter is the one getting fucked.
That could be. You'd have to have very
bad. Windows closed, by the way.
Yeah, you'd have to have very bad vision for that to happen.
I'm just saying, your buddy's like, hey, I'm going to this gangbang. Do you want to join me? And he's like, you know, I'm married. Yeah, fine, I'll go there. You get there late. You're at the end of the line, you're not paying attention, you get up there, you get ready to put your D into the pussy, and you realize it's your daughter and you have a heart attack.
It's probably, I don't know, maybe happened.
I don't think that's ever happened.
Competing in a karate competition, like the kind with the swords and stuff, and you have some sort of slip or mishap and you like impale yourself with a sword or some sort of nunchucks to the head.
Yeah,
getting shot during a Civil War reenactment by some idiot who puts real bullets in his gun by accident.
Yeah.
Drinking too many wine coolers to the point where you swallow your own puke. Being the first person ever to OD on marijuana somehow.
I don't think physically it's not possible. People have died on marijuana.
Being trampled to death at a Black Friday sale is an embarrassing way to go.
It's happened.
It happens a lot.
Those fucking Walmart deals, man. Walmart deals have killed more people than bestiality.
Being a dude who's into, sideshow antics and you die juggling chainsaws. at like a small.
Actually, it wouldn't be that bad because that's a carnival. Ballsy move. It's a ballsy move.
Death via fireworks, like due to drunken stupidity. That would be bad. Death by paintball gun. I'm sure it's happened to somebody. You don't think?
I think if somebody fell and hit their head.
I don't know.
You mean by hitting with a paintball? You're telling me by getting hit with a paintball.
Maybe if it hit you in the heart directly, heart attack? No?
No. You need like a fucking beanbag gun that the police carry.
Having your head chopped off by remote control airplane propeller. It's happened.
It's happened. It's a the one just happened, that helicopter one not happened that long ago. All right.
I think methane poisoning due to your own farts, being such like a recluse who lives alone.
Like you're in a
people have died
room.
Of that.
I mean, yeah, buildup of gas.
This two people sent us these. These are similar. This is from Cody. A guy wanted to impress his friends by eating a whole cheeseburger in one bite. Guy chokes and dies.
What a fucking idiot. What? Hey, guys, this is going to blow your fucking... This is going to blow your socks off here. Check out this cheeseburger. I want to put it down in one fucking swipe.
And then Barbara sent me this. I feel bad about this one, but it's not a good way to go. This guy was like a veteran, I think, and he was older, but... it was an article about a guy who recently died in a road race called the Krispy Kreme Challenge. You have to run... I think like 6 miles.
5 miles.
5 miles, but then in the middle you have to stop and eat a dozen donuts. Yeah. And the guy
heart attack,
cardiac arrest, done.
I mean, basically, if you look up the Darwin Awards, there's some fucking real gems in there.
So those are that's my follow up to that right there. Speaking of follow ups, we have an unbelievable story that we need to get to immediately.
Okay.
If you
you told me not to look at it.
Yeah, I told you not to take part in this because I would be playing it on here. Whoa, easy. Came right out of the gates on YouTube with that. Usually it takes a second. So if you haven't been, we've been on this case from the very beginning.
Since day 30.
Yeah, this is the story of a 500-pound man whose wife no longer loved him.
Because he wasn't doing anything with his life.
He wasn't losing the weight. And so she said, that's it, it's over. And this guy said, well, I'm going to ride my bike cross country to prove how much I love to you. And we shit on this man because he was riding at such a glacial pace.
He made 45 miles in 30 days, which basically comes out, everyone could do the math, it's about a mile and a half on a fucking bike a day.
Last we've heard from him, He started on the East Coast and he went down to Florida, and that's where we've left off with this man.
His goal was to drive to the West Coast.
Yeah.
And so he beelined it because of winter down to
Florida.
South.
And this is a news story about this man, and we're going to get some information about what he's been up to.
Is riding his bike. A 560-pound man is riding his bike across America.
A man on a mission?
You raised a bunch of money from people
for conning the country.
This turned into a crowdfunding vacation.
You've been in Florida for 3 months.
I was doing 5 miles a day.
5 miles a day? Here's my town. I can ride down Sunset to Doheny, and that's 5 miles.
Right.
I'm still home!
Only Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil coming down hard on him.
Thank God.
The guy's been in Florida for 3 months.
Just living off the fucking dime of people that he fucking suckered and duped. You fucking piece of shit.
You've been conned.
What's he been doing down there?
Well, when asked, so when Video of Heights, that's his last name, emerged in Florida, that was televised as part of the Dr. Phil broadcast show, he was talking about how he smokes about 12 cigarettes a day.
You fucking, it's like a half a pack.
And that he sometimes has peanut butter and jelly and a Coke for breakfast.
Oh my God.
Played right into the hand of his naysayers. One who appeared on the show and was only identified as Charles in quotes told Dr. Phil that Heights is not living up to what he's promised.
You motherfucker, you finally got fucking caught, you fat fuck.
Dr. Phil said, I do not believe by any stretch of the imagination that you're making a good faith or legitimate effort to get yourself coast to coast. If you're conning anybody, you're conning yourself. You need to change. You're not getting any closer to Pasadena. You need to get on that bike and pedal your ass westward. And then he said, I'll get you a nutritionist, but this guy is going to really be on your ass. This isn't going to work for this guy.
And
so then an hour later, right after the show ended, Heitz gets right back up on his high horse, climbs his big fat ass onto it, and he gets on Facebook and he unleashes this.
What?
I am not going to quit. I will continue my quest. I will hit Cali by pedal power. Well, I will tell Phil to eat it.
Fuck you.
Not even a doctor on Phil, just a Phil. Also, I am working with Phil's trainer. He will be tracking my progress and posting it so you can see the true progress I make.
He thinks all of a sudden he's just going to fucking change his habits and become some fucking guy that's going to be able to run. He's had 3 months. He hasn't done shit. This motherfucker hasn't gone anywhere. And he thinks all of a sudden, fuck you, you fat fuck. What's fuck you, man. Let's call this fucking guy.
He's from Indiana, your home state, dude.
I'm embarrassed. As shitty as Indiana is, this guy's bringing it down to even a lower level. Keep this guy's lowbrow biking attempt off the fucking news. You're not going to do shit. That nutritionist is going to quit out of frustration because your fat ass won't fucking do anything.
He's got
12 cigarettes. Fuck you, you asshole.
Cigarettes, PB&J, and Coke.
Oh, my God. Breakfast of losers.
Claims he's been in Florida for 3 months.
Doing what? Prepping?
He said due to, death and his family. Oh, some
fuck
sort of
you.
Bullshit.
I've never heard. This is classic million fucking excuses. Everybody in their life could make a million excuses, you motherfucker. You are a loser, and you'll always be a fucking loser. You're never going to make it to Pasadena. You're going to fucking end up in Florida. You're going to be fucking probably die down there.
Even if he does make it to Pasadena, which I don't think he will, it's taken so long that it doesn't really even count as what he said.
Dude,
he was going to do.
He's just milking the fucking money coming in.
And anyone who, you got to be careful out there who you give your money to. There's a lot of fucking con artists.
This guy is, he's like, oh my God, I found a new fucking business. I'm a lazy fuck who doesn't like to work. So all I have to do, instead of going west, I'll just go down south for a little while. People will keep sending the fucking money to me. I'll go on Dr. Phil. I'll get my face on TV. People will give me more money.
Well, he initially wanted a book deal, but it looks like it's backfiring because he's not even close to doing what he said he was going to do.
Dude, he went on Phil just to keep this fucking money train running, man. He went on Dr. Phil because there's going to be a certain demographic of people that feel sorry for him and think Dr. Phil handled him a little harshly, and now they're going to pour more money into him.
I wish Dr. Phil had called us because we've been really following this story.
Dude, I wish we knew he was on there. We could have gone to Dr. Phil's show because it films right down the street and we could have said, look, we gave this guy no money or, and we never would.
Or we could have accosted him in the streets and tried to rob him and tried to be a Robin Hood of Kickstarter and hand that money back out to the idiots who gave it to him. Because you've been duped. You've been duped by a 500-pound con man. I'm sorry. I was initially, I was thinking just now, what if him and the wife concocted this whole bullshit thing? But I don't think they're that smart.
I think they're not that smart
But
all.
I think once he did see that he had the momentum that he...
Yeah.
He was like, fuck, I see there's some saps out here.
Now he's in Hollywood, dude, and I can't believe we didn't know that. He's literally like a mile from here. Dr. Phil is filming. We could have gone there throwing fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at him, doused him in Coca-Cola, throwing pork rinds on him.
I'd give him cigarettes and say, why 12? Go up more.
What? You're 560 pounds. What does it matter? Smoke 2 packs a day.
So he 5 miles a day? People are giving money for that? There's good causes out there. They're legitimate. A lot, like a million things that need people's money. And for people to throw it away on this fat fucking hunk
Dude,
of shit.
I've rode my bike over to your house. It's 5 miles both ways. Just because they didn't want to drive. It's fucking 10 miles, still nothing.
Yeah, it's...
And this guy's getting funny. This guy, you know what we got to do? We got to get some money to go down there and fucking confront this guy. He's staying in some fucking shithole motel probably just every day.
Just ride next to him and taunt him on camera?
Yeah. We should find out what his route is. I'm sure he's mapped it out.
Yeah, I bet
and
you
just
can
fucking
go
throw shit at him and taunt him and tell him he's a loser. He's got to quit.
He's
fucking...
We should tell him that his wife fucked us while he's been on the road.
She jerked us both off.
Just give up.
It's over with.
Ride your bike into the ocean.
The money train's over, my friend.
So Heights, I don't know when that doctor, it's probably already out, but Dr. Phil really came at him with a vengeance.
Somebody needed to.
I don't think you're doing what you said.
Hey, Dr. Phil, what would lead you to believe that? 3 months? The guy,
this 500-pound man.
This guy didn't make it anywhere?
In my town, I ride down Sunset, down to Doheny.
I want anyone listening to the show to hit him up on his Facebook account and tell him he's a fucking fraud. He's a charlatan. This guy's the modern day snake oil salesman, except he's selling his fat ass. It's disgusting.
So I think we should get the $200 from that guy who wants to help Bushman and give it to this guy.
Yeah. This country's already corrupt enough. We don't need this motherfucker just dragging us down even more.
He's definitely dragging us down.
I want to see his supporters. I want the National Deal podcast to get some backlash from his supporters.
I'd like to
hear how they're arguing this. I'd like to see their stance.
Well, the one person who said he's not living up to what he said, like, what does that even mean? He said he was going to ride. He didn't say how long he was going to do it in. Not defend it, but it's like, you're dumb enough to give this guy money. Yeah. Don't complain now that he's not, that a 500-pound man isn't fucking impressing you.
don't get all bent out of shape when the guy who's doing 1.5 miles a day doesn't live up to driving to Pasadena.
When the guy who warped his bike tires because he was so fat when he started isn't fucking impressing you on his tour de America.
This guy, what an idiot.
Fucking peanut butter and jelly and 12 ciggies. Hey, guess whose money he's using for those 12 cigarettes he's smoking? Fucking the people who gave it to him online.
I want to go down there and just run him off the road.
In like a big rig?
Yeah, just blow that horn and come barreling down on him. Hey, we'll use our buddy in Australia. He's got the train.
Adrian, I believe his name is. He just sent me a picture of the train. I
saw it. It's pretty sweet.
I want to put a huge fan like they use in movies, like a huge one, and put in the back of a pickup truck and just go in front of him and just make it fucking extra
hard. He would
just
be pedaling in place.
He would fall over, I think.
He would just fucking... Is that legal? Can you do that?
We could at least pop the tires via at night and write, this is for all the people's money you stole. This guy's a fat...
If he's going along a river, I'd love to be on a fan boat. Just with a t-shirt gun shooting him and trying to knock him off the bike.
And a bullhorn?
Yeah. Quit! You're not going to fucking make it!
This guy is a 500-pound, mentally handicapped version of Bernie Madoff. He's bilked people for their money, yeah. And we think he's a piece of shit.
Whipping. Put him on the whipping block.
Well, at the end of the episode, he's going on the whipping block.
And don't say you're from Indiana anymore, you motherfucker.
He's from, I forget what part
No
of
state's
town.
Claiming him. Leave him in Florida.
Since this is Valentine's Day, and it is your birthday week, by the way, on the show, happy birthday. Everyone hit Coming O'Neill up on Wednesday. Make sure you let him know how much you love him. Send him pictures of your family members' titties to really ring in his birthday.
As long as everyone's over 18.
Of course, as usual. But because it's Valentine's Day.
And preferably over 25.
I figured we would go back. I've seen some good online dating profiles. Oh, by the way, I did hit up that girl who... We spoke about to control the tit size, but my initial message, according to you, was not aggressive enough.
Dude, I told you what to send.
But I'll have to resend it. I think my initial thing was I want to control those breasts or something, or boobs.
It was tamer than that, because I was shooting some shit that I guarantee you she was going to respond to one way or another.
What's your idea?
Remember I told you, I was like, look, you're looking for a dominant man. I'm a man who respects a woman, but also knows how to control their body and tell her what to do with it. And I'm more than capable of taking charge of you.
Maybe I'll follow up with that. Here's a new one, though.
And this you were scared because I understand why. She sees your face. It makes you sound like crazy.
Well, I think it's just some weirdo trying to like make a book or something, like putting people's faces to it. I don't want to. And then if I like, it's a joke, but it doesn't look like a joke. But I do have the audio and the date stamp.
Yeah, see.
So here's one for you, because you're like, well, I have a girlfriend. What am I going to find online? Well, I found you something.
Okay.
Self summary. Looking, this is just her pictures. Just her in a bra, has like a bit of a gut, but she's not fat. I don't have the picture.
Oh, okay.
Looking for sexy fun with a twist? I want your wife or girlfriend to be watching us or present elsewhere in the house while we do it. And then a couple spaces. Yes. I'm looking to be, in quotes, the other woman in what's called a cuck queen relationship. This is where the man pursues outside sexual activity while his woman remains closed. The male equivalent is called a cuckold. Women tend to find that their sex life sizzles during such an arrangement. At times, just showing the guy my profile is enough to restart a stale, carnally dead relationship. During this time, women experience a pretty heady mix of emotions. Anticipation, arousal, jealousy, curiosity, elation, pride at seeing the man embrace his inner repressed animal.
So this lady's she's doing this not for herself.
No, yeah.
She's doing it for the woman.
To help people.
You fucking you whore. You fucking bitch. What are you talking about?
She wants to unleash the repressed animal within men, but also give these women anticipation, arousal, jealousy, curiosity, elation, and pride.
This is the Lord's work.
Why would you be feeling pride? Because you're not doing anything. You're just sitting there. You're just like, hey, I'm feeling good about myself.
I'm glad that I'm cheating on my lady right now. This feels so. Does she want the lady to know, or does she just think that the peeking the guy's sexual?
I think the lady knows.
So what do you want? So hey, why don't you go wash dishes? But we're gonna go fuck in the bedroom. I'm sure this is gonna get you all hot and bothered.
What she's doing with her life, according to the site: eating right, exercising regularly, staying physically flexible and disease free.
I love the disease. What the fuck is disease free?
STDs.
This lady's such a whore. She's like, I want to fuck married couples or people
dudes,
relationships.
Only dudes.
But I got to stay disease-free.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you put disease-free on there, something tells me you might have a disease.
And staying physically flexible, it's like, hey, I could do crazy positions, but I'm also STD-free.
Look, as long as your pussy works, I'm not that concerned about what your flexibility range is.
You're worried that this is all she's about? Don't worry about that. Have a great career and hobbies I love. Enjoy heady, theory-driven conversation. Fiercely loyal to those close to me. I adore cuddles until it gets too warm. It's frowny face with the semicolon in the parentheses. She's looking for a couple in a stable, committed, all caps, relationship who's equally badass and similarly considers themselves at the top of their game.
Jesus Christ. You have to send her a fuck video consider it?
Does it sound like you and your lady?
I would like you to forward me that because maybe I'll run it by her. I'll run it by her either way.
Are you guys at the top of your game?
Right now, I'm at the top of my game. But I'm peaking, and it's going to be all downward spiral from here, and then probably the next month. So,
do you like heady conversation?
I love them.
Do you like
like my number one thing.
Are you fiercely loyal to those close to you?
Sure.
Do you adore cuddles until it gets too warm?
Definitely. Don't want it to get too warm.
Well, so far, so good. Here's what she's really good at.
The question is this lady staying disease-free and flexible?
Well, you're in luck. Here's what she's really good at, being efficient. So let's tickle two people with one hand and have a top five question asked in messages section. Look at her.
Jesus Christ.
Number one, my luck with this site has been hot. No, I don't tell details or stories to randoms, smiley face.
Should this lady be on Ashley Madison?
She's taking it to a regular
she's
place.
She's claiming that she's fucking just pounding.
Pounding.
Of course. You go, I'm ready to fuck? And you just show your titties on there?
People want to know, number two, what's in it for you? I'm looking into the face of a woman who's trying to hide it, but can't tear her eyes away while her man moans underneath.
Jesus Christ. Who is this lady? Saint Cunt of Whoreville? You fucking, what are you talking about? Oh, you just love it. You're only there to just fucking get that woman, the other woman, hot and bothered.
Oscar Wilde was right. Sex is about power. And I love giving people what they think don't want.
Love dropping that Oscar Wilde fucking quote.
Number three, I'm into a lot of kinky shit, so I'm not sure what got me into this particular one. Yeah. She said, I'm not sure what got me into this particular one.
What kind of kinky shit are you into? You want a Coke bottle broken off in your asshole?
That could be.
I mean, I hate when people fucking, I'm into kinky shit. Okay. I think everybody is.
Number four. Face pictures only if you're interesting enough to have potential. I value discretion, and you should too.
Face pic.
Doesn't have a pic of her face on there.
Yeah, but she wants a picture of your face.
No, she's saying you only get face pictures.
Oh, if
you're
she
interesting
agrees.
Enough to have potential.
Who does this fucking lady think she is?
She's got to be interested in you. And
fuck her.
Well,
fuck you, lady.
So now
fuck
you're against
this lady.
Her.
I wouldn't give her the satisfaction of fucking her.
Number five. This is, I guess, must be a commonly asked an FAQ for her. 34 D's. Natural. That's it.
This might actually be an ex-girlfriend.
So then she says at the end of all that, so put something unique into your correspondence.
Oh,
pretty please.
Oh, you're such a gem. You're a real fucking fine. Some whore goes out and fucks guys who married her in relationships. Maybe I should jump through hoops to get into that pussy. Fuck you, you fucking cut. Are you out of your mind? This is, oh, people should be like, I'm trying to win you fucking over with my great theological conversations.
I thought you were going to like this present. I guess not.
Well, you know what? I did. When you just would have thrown in disease-free and 34 double Ds,
well,
you're looking to fuck.
Single Ds. They're single.
Oh, single Ds?
Well, maybe some of her favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food will get you back.
Okay.
Maybe it'll win you back.
This is a roller coaster. First I was in. Now I'm out.
TV shows. Anime. Game of Thrones.
Oh, fuck anime.
Whoa, you may lose us some fans.
I know. If you guys enjoy, I'm just saying this woman.
Oh, okay, her.
Because of her profile, then she throws anime on top of it. I'm against it. But if you just like anime, I'm totally for
Game
it.
Game of Thrones. You're into Game of Thrones.
Okay, I'm into Game of Thrones.
Adventure Time.
Adventure Time's decent.
Rick and Morty.
I haven't really seen much of it.
I've seen a little bit of it. Firefly.
No, but I know people that really like it.
Star Trek TNG.
Okay, not no.
Batman the Animated Series.
You're starting to lose me again.
TED Talks.
Yeah, depending what they're about.
And Garrison Keillor, I admit that.
I would have fucked her if that was Garrison Keillor.
Books. She's so smart. Too many to list. Usually nonfiction. My favorite is 1984.
Oh,
too smart.
Orwell.
Too smart for her own good, I guess. Too many.
Jesus.
Movie. Shawshank Redemption. Equilibrium.
Good movie. Equilibrium, no.
Documentaries, Grave of the Fireflies, anything Keanu Reeves, it's not really a documentary, but no, she said documentaries and then those other two. But
oh, anything Keanu Reeves, okay.
Speed, Bill and Ted's,
okay.
Parenthood,
Constantine.
The Replacements. Big yeah. Replacements. You always say you love The Replacements.
Well, it was filmed on the south side of Chicago, two blocks from where I lived.
You could go.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one where he goes and gets
the football one.
Yeah, the.
You could go over her house, watch. What's the one they're remaking?
What the movie?
But with Gary Busey.
They already remade it. Point Break.
Yeah.
Oh, horrible bomb.
No, but I'm saying you could go over her house
and then
watch the original.
Yeah.
Bring. No, she goes to yours, I think, because your lady's either in the room or not in the room. But
oh, yeah.
She knows.
Well, my lady will be doing dishes or on the computer in the living room. By the way, now that I was like, yeah, Keanu Reeves, but then we started listing off his movies. I was like, that's pretty good fucking filmography right there.
Six things she could never do without. The six and more laughs I get every day from messages like this one, which there's a link to it, I think, where the guy thinks being a, she says negging creep, I think she means nagging creep, will increase his, in parentheses, usually low value. Thank God for the mystery method and other PUA books. Seriously, they've made it really easy to sift through chaff.
What is this lady talking about?
I don't know.
Jeez, this is like internet speak. I have no idea what any of that means.
She spends a lot of time thinking about the infinitely sexier but apparently nearly imperceptible difference between me. Here's what I have to offer you. Interested? You. Yes. And here's what I have to offer you.
This lady's out of her fucking mind.
And me. Here's what I have to offer you. Interested? You. Yes. So when do we start?
Does the titties match the chick from the other profile? Because
no.
I think this is the same woman.
It does not.
I think this is I think these profiles are being set up by fucking
weirdos.
The same person.
You think?
Yeah. This is insanity.
What are you, typical Friday night? She's developing facets of herself that have nothing to do with this fetish.
Okay.
She has other stuff going on.
Can you be any more vague?
She has other shit. This is a long one. You should message her if. She's already kind of set up a lot.
Wait, but her fucking qualifications are beyond absurd.
This is long. You're a man who wants to look like a stud in front of your significant other. You should know how to take charge in the face of tumultuous emotions.
How about you look like a stud in front of your significant other without fucking another woman, you fucking pussies.
Can't you do that in the mirror?
Can't you just fucking be a stud in the bedroom with your lady?
Well, she wants to have, she wants Jesus to be Christ. The, she wants to be your muse where you achieve your best work.
Do you think she's giving thumbs
through
up?
Through her.
While she's getting pounded, does she give your lady thumbs ups?
I think she's I think she's constantly looking over.
Wait, where is the lady? Does she stand in the room? Do you get her a comfortable chair?
Maybe she's knitting. I don't know.
Could she be on her phone?
I guess.
Or she has to watch the whole time.
You should do this and tell your lady just to be completely disinterested and yawning and stuff and like totally like, eh, seen it.
Really?
JV. Boring.
I'd be like, he's doing decent work, but I don't know. You really talked yourself up. I was expecting more.
Or just in the middle of it. She's not even worth. Let's get her out of here.
Yeah, can you?
It just smells in here. Get her out.
Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, you're right.
That'd be great. I wonder if I could convince her to do this as a practical joke. It'll be hilarious.
You should know how to take charge in the face of tumultuous emotions, but not be an arrogant tool or one of those insufferable pseudo-doms. Until I talk, this is all in caps, every word of this right here. Until I talk to your woman, there is no way we'll advance.
What a fuck.
She doesn't want to get reverse catfish.
How many goddamn hoops do you have to jump through?
Oh, there's a lot
with this fucking lady.
There's a lot more.
I'm like, all right, I'll just go find somebody else at this point.
Here, she's appealing to the lady who may be looking around. You're a woman who likes seeing your man happy, liberated, powerful, and grateful to you for giving him such an opportunity.
How many guys are on OkCupid that are in relation? Because I don't see there's a lot. I mean, yeah.
She says, or you want to experience that mix of emotions I described with an already attached other woman. Having him leave you for me isn't my aim.
Whoa, is that an option? I didn't know. You fucking, holy shit.
But even if I say that with 100% sincerity, which I am, you may really never feel safe when I'm around. And most wouldn't blame you, since I want to use my imagination, enthusiasm, and body to give them what you can't, never could, or don't want to.
This lady's going on the whipping block. First woman to ever be on the I'm already putting her on there. The fat guy in the bike, he's getting a pass. This lady's going on.
Maybe you're the rare, admirable woman who can harness that doubt into arousal. Maybe your current man or an ex once cheated on you, and you, despite the rage from betrayal, you couldn't help but be turned on.
How fucking into herself is this fucking lady?
She thinks she's the God's gift.
I got news for you. This guy's going to blow a load till you get the fuck out. Nobody gives a shit about you.
No. Maybe you actively fantasize about discovering an infidelity, or maybe you just want to see him happy. It's all common, and you're normal. Whatever the reason, I value messages from women more highly than men. So there's your ticket.
Oh my God.
That's your ticket, dude. Yeah.
Okay.
Single guys, if you don't have a girlfriend or wife, get one. I may be interested in someone unattached, but you'd have to be quite the specimen, or I contact you first. Give it a shot if you're feeling lucky.
Fuck you. Fuck her. Fuck this fucking lady right now. Fuck lady. Fuck you. This is the new piece of shit right here. Oh, you're so fucking special. Oh, better be a prime specimen for you, you fucking diseased whore. Out there fucking people.
To be crazy, to be honest, what's crazy is that the picture's not that hot. Like, it's not unreal. It's just like a girl with a bit of a gut and like big tits. I'm serious. That's serious. Not like fat, but like, you know, like a little bit of a protrude. Like, it's not anything that you like. If you read this, you're thinking like literally the top of the top.
Who the fuck is like, well, I better craft this fucking email and I better really like put some time and effort into it if I'm going to win this whore over.
Well, if you're not turned on right now, then I think this section's going to do it. This is at the bottom, the very bottom of it. In bold, don't bother messaging me if ... So after all this, that she's pretty clear, like what you know, even though it's all ridiculous, here's more. You're looking to hook up without your partner knowing. Fuck off. I won't be an accomplice to cheating.
Oh, you fucking whore. Oh, whoa. Put it on the high horse there. Oh, shit. This lady's got standards and morals.
She doesn't want to be a bad person, everybody.
Fuck off. You fuck off. Fuck you.
You're looking to hook up randomly. Not going to happen. The thought skeeves me.
What? That's exactly what you just pitched on.
Skeeving,
that's
dude.
What she just pitched her whole fucking thing on.
She skeeved
her
out.
Her entire platform was just about hooking up.
She skeeved out, man.
Oh, my God. What if you bring your mom in? This is another woman.
I don't think it counts.
Can you just have another female, like a sister?
I want to dupe her. If you're a woman listening and you live in the Los Angeles area, will you pose as my girlfriend just to get this woman in my apartment and then humiliate her? I won't do anything sexual with her.
My girlfriend will just pose as your girlfriend.
Okay.
And then that'd be great.
She may make you have to like kiss the woman to prove it, like a cop, like touch her. Let me see you touch her.
Why don't you do it in here and then I just claim I'm your roommate, so I'll be hanging around.
Or how about you will put a wig on you?
Yeah.
And you're like, this is my girlfriend.
Hey, how's it going?
I didn't mention she was transgender. What are you just? You're gonna judge us? Yeah. You piece of shit!
Oh, you don't accept her? He recognizes as a woman.
What's the word for that? Like, I think
he identifies.
No, that is like a word for like someone. I'm pansexual. You disgust it. You disgust me. So then you should not get look if you're you claim to have a girlfriend slash wife, but list your profile as single. Oh, it's tough to get responses when you're married or taken or poly or open or however the hell you choose to define your relationship. So you conclude lying is the way to get your dick in the door. No thanks.
I don't like her vulgarity.
The other half is submissive or slave or your lifestyle or ad nauseum. Most of these evolved couples I've met relish stagnating in one predefined role, which is so profoundly boring. I've given up trying to find worthwhile partners here.
What the fuck is this lady looking for? Lady, you looking to get fucked or what? I don't understand what the fuck she's looking for.
Very specific.
It sounds like she's so fucking, like, I don't get it. I don't even know, like, I'd be scared to fuck her. It just doesn't seem like she's looking for that, even though that's all she's preaching about.
Well, she says nothing against BDSM. I partake in it after all, but I want to be with people who recognize it's a tool and not an identity.
Fuck you. I'm fucking hate you.
She's going to be on the whipping.
I've never despised somebody more in my fucking life than this person right now. It's unbelievable. And this pretentious fucking twat is just going on, rambling on, put yourself on a fucking pedestal. Look at you. We should worship you because you're out there fucking couples and trying to reignite the relationship. Fuck you.
I think she's doing the Lord's work. If you're looking for another bottom or slave, it should already be obvious, but here it is explicitly for those with deficit neurons. I take orders from and sub to no one.
I had no idea. I've only fucking been reading this for 20 minutes. I had no idea that was your stance on that.
Here we go. Here's your big grand finale. It's a long paragraph. You're looking to bait slash switch me so your chick joins in later. Yawn, another unicorn hunter. Drop the act already. If you didn't want the novelty, you'd be fucking her instead of getting rock hard reading my profile.
Who's getting rock hard reading your fucking profile? My fucking dick's not gonna be able to get hard for 2 weeks from listening to this fucking horse shit. I don't know if you know what a fucking guy's looking for at all, lady, because read that profile isn't getting anybody fucking horny. It's getting people fucking disappointed, sad. This is a feeling I have now. Sad for society.
Angry.
That people like you walk around thinking you're hot fucking shit.
Angry. Real men face and embrace that truth. You think you're being charitable by trying to include her? You're actually being condescending to her. If you're eager, what does it say? It says if you're eager, and she spells you're wrong. Dingle. If you're
willing to eat dingleberries,
she says. If your dingling has somehow deluded you into thinking that a pity threesome is what she actually really truly wants, then you're not strong enough for psychological fetishes like cuck queening, and she deserves better than you.
I like how you have to be mentally strong for this fucking bullshit. Fuck you, lady.
This is all underlined.
It's crazy.
All underlined. I only want men who are so in control of themselves that they can pleasure me while their girl gets nothing. Period. I only want men who are alpha enough to acknowledge that I'm who they want to fuck senseless. And therefore, when I'm present, his cock belongs to me. End of story.
That's going to be real hard to find. You fucking idiot. This guy's dick's inside you. You're pretty much his focal point at this time. I don't know if you know how guys work. Whatever they're fucking at the time is what they're fucking
but
at
it's
time.
All
they're not looking at their girlfriend being like, oh, fuck.
All
guy.
She wants, though, is the power of, like, I'm the shit, even though she's with you.
Yeah.
I'm number one.
This guy's going to fuck. He's fucking you. You're in. All right. Congratulations.
That confidence is what makes it hot for your woman and me. So knock it off, you desperate beta. Show some goddamn respect for your mate.
Oh my God.
She says, lastly, harsh, but the inordinate amount of messages I get dictates this. Looking forward to hearing from you. Really? Smiley face.
If anybody partakes in this fucking, you're out of your mind. This chick's fucking nuts.
Oh, nuts.
She's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
She has all these parameters about this fucking, look, all you're doing is fucking some guy while this lady watches. It's, don't try to make this out to be more than what it is, okay?
I've bought cars that are a lot easier to like
negotiate.
Like, yeah, and just deal with than that. Like that's a lot to fucking.
There's been foreign policies that have closed with less fucking negotiations than that. Less caveats than that. Let's fucking.
Let me see if I can find her picture real quick. There are wars that have ended like easy.
Yeah, it's fucking you.
What's her fucking name? Hold on. Talk amongst yourself for 1 second.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Talk about that lady and what you and your girlfriend are going
to. No, I got to give a special shout out to the fucking. The car wash on Melrose and Virgil in Los Angeles.
Are they fans?
I went there Friday night about midnight to go wash my car. Put $6 and quarters in, turned it on. The fucking hose had a hole in it, and it drenched my entire body. Because what am I going to do? I had 7 minutes on the clock. Am I going to fucking tap out? Ooh. Dude, and I had to use the soap. So my pants were soaped, then fucking rinsed. And the guy on his bike drove by 3 times laughing.
Oh, here she is.
Let me see this. Let me see them titters.
Here she is wearing a red bra.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, it's all right, but it's not like, she advertises.
Even if she was hot, like smoking hot face, I'm not fucking jumping through hoops on that.
No. I hope
the ladies that listen to the podcast also agree with us. On this lady's fucking...
I thought I was gonna...
Fuck profile.
I thought I was doing something...
Body's all right, though. Decent body.
I thought I was doing something to help you, but... I guess...
I still think we should hit her up, so why don't you save that?
You want me to save it?
I think this lady deserves the sort of fucking... something.
Send O'Neill your best submissions that we should send her. Like, best emails. if you think... you have what it takes to woo her. I'll be the vessel who sacrifices and sends it to this lady.
He's going to sacrifice his profile picture.
I need to get a fake one that I can use to like.
Yeah, why don't you do maniacs. That? We should just use our friend John Little's face. Maybe he'll do it.
We
should get him on the show soon, too.
Yeah, with the Bushman?
No, I don't think we have enough mics.
You saying it's like a basketball team with too many guys who want the ball? There's not enough balls to go around?
No, I'm saying we don't have enough mics. Legitimately don't have enough mics.
No, I knew what you were saying. Somebody hit me up. They wanted, we said we were going to do it a while ago. We never did. They want more Comedy Store Legends. We kind of gotten away from it.
Well, some guy, by the way, since we're talking real, because it popped in my head, he wants more of your grandfather.
What, The Voice?
You like it. It's good.
I'll do it after we do this. That's a rant. Have I done that on here?
Everyone goes through Boner City and then they plow through.
I haven't done that in a long time.
By the
way,
I have about 20 emails that we're probably not going to get to.
If you want to pepper through a couple of them right now.
I did. There's a lot. Each one of them has a kind of a little thing attached to it. But, all right, let's go to the Comedy Store Legends and then maybe instead of doing
after the show
talk. Is that our friend?
Yeah. Said everything's a go.
Perfect.
The drug deal is going to happen.
By noon.
Yeah. If you're listening and you're the DEA, drug deal means something else.
And shout out to the PLE, because he sent the text and he listens to the show.
So we were going to, I think you mentioned you wanted to talk about Micah James, who we've talked about.
Oh, yeah. Did we cover him, though?
I think in random other areas. I don't think we've ever given him, like, an overall kind of summation.
The most significant was the fight, and if we've covered the fight, I don't know if we want to retread. Is there somebody else?
We could go with, have we ever gone Scottie Barron?
No, I don't think we have. I think we've hinted at it.
I think we've told stories where he was involved, but we've never fully talked about who Scottie Barron is. That's we talked about him, I think, on Ari's once, but...
We could do Scottie Barron. Oh, yeah, because he brought it up. Or Titty Sweat.
I'd be happy with either of them. Walton Jordan. I mean, there's all sorts of great guys. Yeah. Bezo. Tim Joyner.
Maybe Scotty Barron because he's dead.
Garrett Spooner.
I don't want to, spoiler alert, Scotty Barron's dead, so maybe we'll cover him.
Scotty Barron was a guy who would show up at the comedy store.
He was a man.
A man who he'd be wearing jean shorts, so GSP relates to him, always to the knee length jean shorts. Yeah. He was like, he looked kind of like in Curb Your Enthusiasm. I don't know the actor's name. The guy who played Larry's cousin. He's been on other TV shows, but he was like a shitty, older, semi-homeless version of that guy.
Yeah. He was a big guy, too. What was he, 6'3"?
Probably. He wore a leather jacket.
At least 230.
Leather jacket, almost in all seasons, I would want to say.
No, in the summer, he did not.
Wear a shirt?
Yeah. And then
a ball cap sometimes.
He had a guitar that he brought along with him.
A guitar that you'd probably buy in like KB Toy Stores, I think, before they went defunct, or a Toys R Us, or...
It was a low grade acoustic guitar.
Terrible. Kind of small, too.
And
may have been a children's version.
He would sing and
he would get on stage and tell awful jokes and strum the guitar that was horribly out of key, but he had no idea how to play it. So it just was someone strumming up and down a guitar for no reason, but he would not acknowledge that he had a guitar, why he had a guitar.
And one of his bits and the way he delivered it made it sound so creepy and disgusting was his...
One of the most all-time filthy bits I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, was his Britney Spears joke.
Apparently she, at the time, this is years ago, but he kept doing it like it was topical.
This is probably before we even ever showed up in this town it happened.
She said, fuck, I guess, on a live mic during a concert. And so his bit was, when I first heard that Britney Spears said the F word on stage, I was appalled. But then when I later found out that what she really said was, I really wish Scotty Barron would fuck me up the ass.
Up the ass. It's the most vile, vulgar way to put that.
And you got to...
That's like an old man talking about like rape. He fucked me up the ass.
You got to know, this is an open mic that goes on at 7 p.m. And a lot of it's the sum of the year that it's light out. And these people are from, you know, some from foreign countries.
Yeah.
Some people from just tourists looking to see a good show. And this guy gets up there. And that's a tough pill to swallow at 7:15 on a Sunday night.
He also had, since he did this act so much, it was the same act, he just assumed that everybody in the audience knew the people that he was specifically speaking about because these people weren't celebrities. Either they worked at the comedy store or it was Sherry, who we met at the Powerhouse Bar and Grill.
He treated every crowd like they were diehard fans.
Yeah.
And he would say, it's time for the bitch bashing material. Yeah, you all know the bitch I'm talking about, Sherry from the Powerhouse Bar and Grill.
No one knew. We've seen him 300-400 times. I don't know who the fuck Sherry is.
Never seen Sherry. And then he would go through like 5 minutes of awful jokes about this woman named Sherry.
If we had a child, Jack Daniels. If we had a dog, it'd be Cutty Sark.
All because her name, Sherry, is an alcohol. Then he carried two little mini cigars with him, and he would say, here's my favorite drummer, Gina Stout from the Go-Go's, and he would play the cigars on the microphone for about 2 minutes.
And then he would have a song, and it would say, put me on stage, you fucking piece of crap, because I want to sing and I want to rap.
Put me on stage, you fucking piece of crap, because I want to sing and I want to rap.
But he was on stage already, so I don't know why the fuck. And then he would sing specifically about David Taylor, our friend David Taylor.
He would sing.
Who, by the way, was a writer on the new Triumph thing on Hulu, which is, by the way, very hilarious.
I watched one bit and I really enjoyed
very
it.
Very hilarious.
He would sing that song was about trying to become a paid regular at the comedy store, which means being passed up to the upper echelon where you can call in to get scheduled spots and get a whopping $15 per spot, $7.50 if you become part of a duo. And he would say, why did David Taylor become a paid regular? He doesn't have an act. Why did James Painter become a paid regular? He doesn't have an act. Why did Amy Ashton become a paid regular? She doesn't have an act, but she's got great titties.
Which, the first time I ever heard that, blew me away because I go, holy shit, the one funny thing he ever said.
Two stories come to mind when I think of Scotty, the late great Scotty Barron. One is one day when he was he's very manic, and he bull charged up to me and you. And he said, I'm thinking of getting plastic surgery so I can look like Brad Pitt. And we just like,
He went, yeah.
Okay.
And then he ran up to somebody else and did it. This was like an ongoing thing. I would say the number one Scotty Barron moment in my life was when I was at some dump that used to be called the River Bottom in Burbank doing a comedy spot.
I was not there.
I was in the bathroom pissing. Door was locked. Scotty Barron kicks the door open. And He goes, I have a terrible headache. I have a really bad headache. And I go, it's all yours, buddy.
So what do you think that means? He like need to puke or he just need to be alone?
I think
he
was having a psychotic breakdown.
He also kicked the door down Comedy Store enforcer, 5'2", PJ Stansberry, and he spit in his face.
He told him his ex sucked, too.
Spit in his face.
And he PJ didn't do anything.
The last story is this was the infamous day. I've told this story before. Where this woman, who I believe to be a prostitute, shows up on Sundays. They used to make you go there at like noon to sign their fucking godforsaken open mic list. They come at like one, but then if you get a spot, it wasn't for the next till the next week, right?
Yeah.
So you're there all.
You go there at one, then you have to go home. Yeah, but if you live far away,
terrible.
Stay there for the next six hours.
They would do the drawing at like
six or seven.
So we're all there during the day. Sunday afternoon, in comes this hooker in the front patio area, and she's very scantily clad. Not long, but she's drunk, visibly on drugs.
I think noon on a Saturday or Sunday is probably a seedier crowd on Sunset Strip than there is at night.
Well, because sometimes you get people who've just been up all night, you know, drinking, drugging, and walking around.
You just get the freaks.
So she doesn't take her long to start. She sits up on like a little counter there, like areas, and starts pulling the panties aside, giving some people some show, short skirt.
Get a little peek at that.
At one point, she's so fucked up that she lays down on that surface and seems to be like, kind of either sleeping or just kind of, I don't know. Scotty Barron, I see him look at her from like 10 feet away and he just gets like, like motivating himself up with creepy thoughts.
You can do it, Scotty.
He fucking shuffles over there, fucking talon grabs her tits so hard with one hand and then like releases it and just sprints back to where he was. Like it was the creepiest thing.
Did she wake up?
Kind of like looked around and like people were like, hey man, like chill, like even like beyond the scumbags there were like, dude, hey, there's a code here.
There's a scumbag code of conduct.
Scotty Barron, eventually we stopped going to the open mics, but we would see him still walking around town and we
see
slowly,
him at bus stops.
Slowly saw him dying. He lost like 80 pounds.
He looked like he aged 30 years in 1 year.
And he never looked good to begin with.
He looked like he was like 100.
So he looked like 190 and he was probably like, late 60s.
Who knows with that guy?
Yeah, who knows? But the late, great Scotty Barron, we salute you and your shitty guitar playing, your terrible jokes.
And you are truly a Comedy Store legend.
Dun, dun, dun.
So we got to throw this chick onto the whipping.
You want to get her on the post?
You got to get her on the post.
How are we doing on time?
Forgot it was
here.
The post. We have 3 minutes.
So I got an unbelievable story from Gary. I think it'll be a quick one.
Okay, we could do or should we save it?
I think it's quick. We'll go through it. Dude, there's a new law in Washington State where we may have to move to Washington State to be a part of it. This is unbelievable. This isn't a joke.
Did you verify it?
I didn't verify. Oh, this is the website not found. It's not a good sign.
Oh, is it a joke?
Might be a joke.
You have to Google it before you talk about it.
Hold on.
We've been duped too many times before. We've been duped too many times before. By the way, thanks to Andy for sending a video of him farting. I think it was him. It might have been him. It's just him. You can see his face. His ass is in the air. He's just ripping huge farts. It's on YouTube, by the way.
It looks like this is real.
Okay.
Hold on. It looks like this might be a real thing. So there's a law in Washington State. If this isn't
you Googled
true,
it.
I'm Googling it now. So it claims that it's legal to have a one-on-one fight if both men are consensual.
I love it. That could be fucking... It should be legal. It absolutely should be legal.
It says if you live in Washington... They have a new cool law that allows two citizens to engage in fisticuffs as long as both parties agree.
That's fucking awesome. That's fucking awesome. I hope that's true. Why can't two people...
It says in Seattle, there are actual laws that allow two adults to enter into fair combat, one guy can't have a knife, etc., on their own free will without breaking the law. As far as laws go, this one makes a lot of sense. While brawls on the street are dangerous for the participants and anybody in the vicinity, formalizing things adds a certain degree of class that ultimately makes
class
the street
like
fight a lot
class
safer.
Class up that street fight.
World Star Hip Hop might just have to relocate to Seattle.
Here's what the law states. A fight into which both parties enter willingly, or in which two persons, upon a sudden quarrel and in hot blood, mutually fight upon equal terms.
Oh, I love it.
That's what if one guy great. Dies? Are you fine?
No, I think he still killed him.
So you have to practice restraint?
Yeah. You gotta do what Boss Rutan does.
But what if you like hit him fight. In the head or something? Just, he dies.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably, that's the, if you're going to commit to fisticuffs, that's probably a problem that you're going to have to deal with.
Wow. Well, Seattle, that's, new mutual
wow.
combat.
I hope that is true. That's awesome. Washington, how progressive of you.
It's a mutual combat
It
law.
Should be. If two guys want to just go out on the street and fight, I don't think the cops should be called.
Also, she may not even be listening at the very end here, but shout out to Shelby. She says she fears she's becoming a female O'Neal. She grew
took
up
a little offense to this.
Female, though.
I know.
Being a female O'Neal is not a good thing.
But then I said, you got to embrace it.
She grew up on a farm. She has OCD. She said she has weird sexual issues, probably into holding knives. Maybe she's the lady.
She's young, right?
I don't know how old she is.
Look.
Maybe she's the lady who is the cuck queen, but I don't think she's in L.A.
Let me give her a little piece of advice.
Shelby, this is for you.
This is going to be tough. If you're in your 20s, it's going to be tough to deal with.
He's trying to bring you into the O'Neal fold.
When you get into your 30s, you're just going to have to embrace it. And you're going to realize it's the best way that you could possibly live.
Wonder what her fetishes are or what her hangups are. It sounds like guys aren't particularly enjoying whatever it is she's enjoying.
Shelby, why don't you email me at O'Neal the Ass Kicker at yahoo.com. That's O'Neal, O-N-E-I-L-L, the Ass Kicker at yahoo.com. And I can guide you through these tough issues that you're really trying to tackle here.
Well, the post is set up. It's your birthday week, Valentine's Day edition, episode 31. Are you going with the lady?
I'm going with that lady.
Not the biker.
No, this fucking that lady.
She made you.
I just can't stand when people are so fucking pompous.
How many lashes?
So arrogant. It was just so arrogant.
How many lashes would you like?
I think the first five she would enjoy. And then after that, the pain really starts in. Give me 15 lashes. Give them to me good. Right there. That one's on the double D. It's a single D. Oh. That's a good one. Oh, swinging it over my head, really getting it fucking wound up. Oh, there's some good beat in there. All right, those are enough. We've lashed her enough. All right, the lashings are enough. Come on, you drive me crazy. Stop with the lashings.
Wow, you just knocked one of her nipples off.
Oh,
it's
man.
On the floor.
Hey, wait, speaking of fights, I've been watching, you know, a lot of these road rage fights in Russia.
Yeah.
And I saw one where this guy gets out of the passenger and he attacks the guy in the passenger of another car. And he's got one hand in his pocket and he's pushing the guy with his other hand. So I think he has a gun in his pocket.
Yeah.
And finally, the guy's tired of being pushed and he fucking starts beating the fuck out of this guy. Turns out he has a fake arm that's attached to his jacket and it's in the pocket because he rips his jacket off and the guy's arm's gone.
Why wouldn't he just take it off and beat him with it?
I think he just thought it's probably intimidating. Like, but it's a weird move to have a fake arm that just is always in your pocket of your jacket.
It looks like you're jerking it.
It's a weird fucking
move.
He had
a weapon on him and he didn't even use it.
I don't know.
Did the other guy stop?
The other guy was intimidated at first because he thought this guy had a gun. It looked like, you know, these Russians are crazy.
No, but did he feel bad for the guy or did he just
This guy was fucking kicking this guy and the guy with one arm was pushing this guy and trying to punch him and kicking him. And the guy was scared he had a gun, and then finally he had enough. He starts whipping this dude, and then all of a sudden this arm starts flinging around this guy's head and
body.
Did
he beat the guy with his own arm?
He beat the fuck out of the guy.
With his own arm?
And another guy. No, not with his own arm. No. The guy started running as his fucking arm is flailing through the air.
Oh, it wasn't completely off. Oh, because I guess
it was attached to the jacket. Oh. Yeah.
That's an interesting... That guy has balls.
Well, the one-armed guy or the other guy?
The one-armed man.
I think the other guy does because the guy, he legitimately, I thought he had a weapon.
But the one-armed man is getting out knowing that he can be exposed as having a weakness.
He was definitely, but also it was so far-fetched to think that this guy's a fake arm and his hands in his pocket.
Was the man he fought, do you know if he was Harrison Ford and he was trying to
escape?
He's
the one-armed man and the fugitive?
It may have been.
Look, I have a... Okay, so guys, I got a bunch of emails.
Is there anything quick you can
go
through?
There's one thing that I want to address. Ian sent this, and it's pretty fascinating. Is in Africa. This is on about fighting.
Is he from Africa?
No, Ian's the comedian. I think Ian Ferguson, is that his name?
I don't know.
I'll have to look on my email and get it for next week. But so he sent a YouTube video, and it's pretty fascinating. So these black guys, I assume that they're different tribes. They're not like they're dressed in regular clothes, but it seemed like different villages got together, and they would have these fights. Basically, they had like towels wrapped around their hands, and they were beating the fuck out of each other.
Okay.
But dudes got knocked out, but they had a local medicine man, and his technique so that you didn't die when you got knocked unconscious was to jerk you off.
What?
He said, when you get knocked unconscious.
This is real?
Dude, this is real. I watched the video.
No.
Dude, I swear to God. This guy said your testicles go up to your kidneys. So he presses on your kidneys while people pour water on your face, and he strokes your manhood.
Can't they just give you smelling salts?
No, dude, not this guy. This guy's a medicine man.
Dude, this guy is just trying to
this
do
is
this.
Real.
This guy set this whole thing up for this.
They showed it. A guy gets knocked out. He immediately runs and starts unbuttoning his pants, sticks his hand down his fucking pants.
Dude, this shaman is pulling one over on this whole tribe.
People, though, they fucking totally buy into it. The guy interviewing him, he didn't seem like he bought into it. He goes, is this a common practice? He said he learned it from another shaman. Probably did it to him.
Jesus Christ. Someone needs to break the end. Somebody needs to fight the shaman and end this.
He said he's saving these people's lives.
And
he calls it an alternative form of CPR. Yeah. Dude, I saw him do it to a guy. Guy gets knocked unconscious. People pour the water on him. And then he immediately goes in there to feel your testicles. And then he claims they're at your kidneys. He pushes on it and he also strokes your cock.
Does he wear a glove?
No. He wears a glove. This guy did this.
Does he finish them off? Or is it just like...
He says he strokes them until your testicles drop back into your nutsack.
So what are they like? A couple more minutes. Hold on.
Yeah. It's literally, that's what it is.
The guys say that they like, and they come awake?
Yeah, and I think these guys are grateful that this guy, because this guy cons you into believing that you would have died otherwise.
Do they look like they're enjoying it? So not only do you get knocked the fuck out in front of all your friends and family, you get jerked off.
You get sexually assaulted.
That's the worst 1-2 punch of violence I've ever heard of in my life.
You get knocked out, and the thing is, though, You have a definite motivation not to get knocked out, because if you do, you're going to get raped.
UFC, are you listening? It might be a new thing. By the way, I performed in front of Todd Duffy, UFC heavyweight fighter at the Comedy Store, who I didn't know it was him, but I did say, you look like a fighter, because he was like just had a huge head and chin, and he was jacked, and he alluded to he was very vague. And I go, do you ever fight for money? And he's like, sometimes, making it seem like he like fights in people's backyards. But then after Big Earl Scrakel, friend of the show, also quasi-homosexual.
Yeah, he called. He goes, I would fight you if you didn't look like Todd. Oh, wait, you are Todd Duffy.
A lot of people, Guy Fieri was really living large, it looks like, at the NBA All-Star game. Someone just sent me a picture.
Somebody sent an email about Guy Fieri.
I'm getting a lot of Guy Fieri pictures on Twitter.
Oh, Jonathan, did you see his frat bro pic?
No.
Yeah, Jonathan sent a pic, and it's a fucking Guy Fieri in college as a frat guy. He's got a fucking
sure he was
dude. He's got the sweetest mullet.
Oh, by the way,
he's got a huge mullet.
I could see that. By the way, I say we just go for this, make this as powerful as an episode as ever, because we're going to need to go through all of these as they go on. I still need to do a Y report. I had an unbelievable day at the Y. I'll tease that for next episode. Are you ready for a quick Guy Fieri game?
Oh, yeah.
This is Guy Fieri's son, Hunter, who was always on Triple D Bags and on his other show. He graduated high school. An old guy was so nice that he gifted him a 7-country tour of Europe. But you can't go there without it being filmed and having the Food Network pay for it all.
Yeah. Well,
so they're going
sense.
On Guy and Hunters, I think the show is called Excellent Adventure or some douchey thing like that. So in this episode I saw, They go to Greece because the son really wants to learn the way of the culinary.
It's Greek because he wants to get more grease for his fat face.
The son wears the backward shades on the head. Does just he? Like his old man.
I feel like the son could.
No.
No, he has a shot.
He seems all right.
Yeah, but I feel like his father's pushing him into douchebaggery.
He seems all right at times, but then he goes into stuff and you're like, oh, he's guy's kid. He wears this diamond stud earring.
Do you think that maybe he'll be able to fucking grow out of this realize that his dad's a piece of shit?
He's going to guys, same college, UNLV, same line of work, man, hospitality, man, whatever the hell that is, culinary bullshit. So number one, I have a couple different ones of these. I'm gonna just gonna go through them.
So
fast.
What's the
same game? One's made up out of four.
And Hunter said this or guy?
I have both. I'll tell you which one said it. I think the first one's all guy. I don't say it often, but that is the best gyro meat I've ever had. Outrageous. Second one, watching his son Hunter eat a sandwich. Get that meat. Third one, Island of Crate, dude. This is amazing.
Island of Crate.
Fourth one, in a restaurant in there. What is it? How do you say it? Crete. Crete definitely knows how to bring the meat.
Wait, did he say crate or did he say Crete?
He said Crete.
Okay.
That was me mispronouncing it. I'm the idiot. So do you want
Crete is bringing the meat.
is the fake one?
No. Oh. I'm saying, so give me one more time.
Real quick. I don't say it often, but that's the best gyro meat I've ever had. Outrageous. Watching his son
eat
a sandwich.
That's real.
Get that meat to the son eating a sandwich. Island of Crete, dude. This is amazing. In a Crete restaurant, Crete definitely knows how to bring the meat.
So Island of Crete, this is amazing?
Yeah.
I'm going to say he didn't say that.
He said that. The last one, Creed definitely knows how to bring the meat, is fake.
Ah, fuck. It sounds like... I thought the other one was so bland that no way that he would have said it.
Just some quick notes from the episode. Guy Fieri has a selfie stick in ancient Greece, and him and his son are twirling around like the ruins.
Oh, my God.
And he's wearing a t-shirt that says Culinary Gangsta with a K, Culinary Gangsta, with a machine gun on it. So that's cool.
What the fuck? This guy cooks hamburgers, you fuck. Who the fuck you think you are?
Here's number two. When you grow up in Northern California, you think that's the world. But then you come to Greece and realize it was around way before the United States. It really humbles
you. Oh, really? It took you to go travel there to realize that? How fucking arrogant do you have to be? Oh, my God. You know who would hit up the chick with the tits? Guy Fieri. He's like, my wife would love those D's.
Oh, we got to bring those single D's. Some triple D.
Yeah. He'd be like, Hunter's going to watch instead of my wife.
After watching sheep run out when he has his son milking them, he thought it was hilarious that Hunter had to milk some sheep. I like how they buckaroo out when they're done.
Dude, so this guy goes, when you live in Northern California, you think that this is the whole... What the fuck does that mean?
Thought it was like NorCal was the world,
yeah,
man.
Wherever he lived, he thought it was because he's a funkless, he's a simple-minded retard.
He's a narcissist.
He's a fucking idiot.
So he's with a chef in a Greek sandwich shop. He says, now this is the real deal, gyro. That's grease in one bite. Really good stuff, bro.
And he's dropping gyro?
Yeah. The last one. Now, I grew up in Northern California.
He loves dropping this NorCal fucking being raised in Northern California.
You're going to take exception to this if it's true. I've been around sheep. I raised them when I was a kid, but these guys in Greece have been doing it for generations.
He raised sheep as a kid? Did he grow up on a farm? Is that proven? Or is he...
That could be the fake one.
He raised
maybe
sheep?
It's real.
Did he raise sheep to fuck them? Like, what is this guy?
Would you like the four of them again? When you grow up in Northern California, you think that's the world. But then you come to Greece and realize it's been around way before the U.S.
Really, I thought these were actual quotes from the show. This is the game.
This is the game still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's still the game.
That's true.
After watching sheep run out when they've been milked, I like how they buckaroo out when they're done.
That's true.
The sandwich shop. Now, this is the real deal, gyro. That's grease in one bite. Really good stuff, bro. And then the last one. Now, I grew up in Northern California. I've been around sheep. Raised them when I was a kid. But these guys in Greece have been doing it for generations.
I'm going to go with the gyro.
You got it.
Yes.
You're back.
You're keeping score at home.
One for two. And this is the last one.
What did this guy raise sheep?
The good news is we have six more countries, I believe, to go. I think they do one episode per country.
Oh, my.
So here we go. Round three. We'll see if you end up 2 for 3 or 1 for 3.
Who the fuck wants to go with their dad when they're 19 to a cruise of Europe? I wouldn't. How are you going to do stuff? Your dad's a D-bag like him, too.
After Guy milks a sheep, I'm seriously out of breath. Guy meets a guy with big puffy white hair. You have better hair than me. The son, they're at this Greek family, a guy who was on Triple D, some Greek man who said, if you ever go to Europe, you hit me up. I'm going to take you to my family. So he takes him to this like family dinner in this like it's like this nice place, big house. They're in the back, this family meal.
Despite the fact that the economy is completely shattered.
Oh, they're loving it. The son, after hearing rooster, is going to be served. Rooster? I wasn't expecting rooster. It's like, is it that different than chicken, douchebag? Guy Fieri at this same party. This is a lot, but there is still one fake here. The spread here, outrageous. Guy's at the big dinner table. Everyone's looking at him. Of course, he has cameras. When do the other 800 people show up? When he sees the spread, gets a big laugh. And then he turns to the son. I'll tell you this much, Hunter. Greek is definitely not weak.
I'm going with the Greek is definitely not weak.
You're on to my rhyming.
Yeah. I can smell it now. I can smell it.
I'm gonna have to get sharper. As we go on here.
The Greek is not weak. It's not
far off.
It's not far off, but he's...
A lot of people were sending me clips, pictures of him and the son from their TVs, their European extravagant vacation, where the son is getting a culinary tour of the world. He's carving the gyro meat at the hand of Greek men. He's learning how to milk the sheep. He's like, if you want to learn farm to table, you got to do it here.
Did he show the Syrian refugees that are littering the street of Greece?
It does not
Jesus
involve.
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't
that
involve.
That place is a fucking disaster zone.
Well, not when they were
and
there.
And he's just loving the culinary cuisine. Despite the fact that it's an economic ruin and it has a influx of refugees that they can't handle.
They're going lobster fishing.
Good, you fucking prick. You bring your fucking thing and you just ignore the facts of the country.
They caught one lobster and they brought it to that family for the dinner. It was like this big dinner. They bring one shitty fucking lobster. People are feeding the guy. You rude fuck. Northern California is
Hunter,
the whole world.
My advice.
Transfer from UNLV.
Go to a real
school.
Get out
from your dad's. Change your name back to Ferry. It's not Fieri, which he goes by. It's not your real name.
Don't try to jump on the Food Network wagon.
Get out from under your dad's shadow. Burn your fucking... Don't wear your sunglasses backwards on your head. You still have a
Nobody's
shot.
Nobody's doing that.
You still have a shot to be normal.
Yeah. Don't drive a lime green fucking Lamborghini.
You would think the son would rebel by being like a good person.
I think like, he's trying to, but I still have hope for you, Hunter. I think you're going to turn into a decent person.
This is like Darth Vader, dude. He's trying to get out from his father. Luke's trying to get away from the evil. But it's hard, dude. Sometimes it calls to you.
Well, good luck.
Kylo Ren, Hunter. His name's Hunter as well. Well, Hunter Thompson, though, I guess was all right. Is there anything else real quick from the emails?
Well, we have Tommy Two Stroke. Good friend of the show. He loves the Bushman.
We have the Cunt Smacker. Got in touch with us both via you email me on... on Twitter.
Yeah. Yes.
The cunt spanker? Is that what he calls it?
Riley sent a poem because our podcast is so lowbrow.
Everyone says that.
From Oxford.
Everyone says lowbrow we are. When they give us 5-star ratings, we're nobrow. We're the alopecia of podcasts. Yeah. We're not highbrow, we're not lowbrow.
We got no brows. Listen, I have a bunch of things written down here. I'm going to have to take a whole segment next episode. But we also really got to hit up Daniel's vaginal weightlifting.
What? Daniel's been doing that?
No, he sent a video. This lady's walking around the beaches of Venice.
Venice, with, California?
Yeah.
Really?
Near our buddies.
We need to interview her.
Yeah. Well, she's got fucking weights dangling between her legs and they're hanging out of her pussy.
How old is she?
She claims she's 39, but she looks like she's 80.
We got to interview her.
Dude, I would love to. What, you know what we got? Because like with Bushman, it's good to mix things up. We might have to do a mobile on the street podcast.
I wouldn't be afraid to do it.
And hit this lady up. Hey, we're with the Danish and Real podcast, Roving Reporters. We'd like to talk to you about your pussy weights.
Is that what they're called?
I guess this lady, she walks around with the weights in there. She's holding a significant amount of weight. and her pussy's so strong that like she's broken dicks. She's squeezed them until they've like popped.
She says that?
Yeah. Jesus. Or no, there was some sort of a comment in the article about it. She's literally squeezed, which doesn't
so
sound
maybe
good
it's
at
too
all.
Much. Maybe she should take yeah. a couple sets
I don't,
off.
I don't know if this is a requirement. Like, I don't know how loose. Even my
does
girlfriend took exception to this.
Does she She's have
like,
kids?
I don't know. I mean, her face looked like she.
How are the weights attached?
They're on like a ball. It's like hooked
she
to a
squeezes?
Hook. And she squeezes and holds it in. Well, I will go through it.
Maybe she could open up her own line of gym equipment called Pussy Nautilus.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you, everybody, for we've gotten a lot of reviews lately. We've jumped up to 233.
Keep them coming in, though.
Yeah, we want more. Thank you, everybody, for who has left. Yes. Text some comments on there and 5-star review. Keep them coming, please, with a U and an O.
With a 5-star and text review. You can never have enough reviews.
And say
and
that we're your favorite highbrow comedians because. It's weird to me because everyone says, like, people who hit me up on Twitter who are new to listening to us are like, you guys are so crazy, but I don't think we're that crazy, but maybe that's what makes me crazy.
I think I'm tame.
People think we're fucking nuts. One guy called us
been off the reservation. You know what I mean?
One guy called us gonzo. He said, you guys are gonzo.
I don't think that's true, though. But I think we haven't been forced to conform to anything.
I don't think we're that crazy. I mean, comedians, we're not. I mean, I guess we've always heard to an extent we're crazy.
I don't know.
But
I guess
whatever we are, as long as we're entertaining.
I think people are sometimes shocked at the language because they probably you can't use this, you know, in a normal if you want to get a job. But at this point, we're completely unemployable in regular.
But
a regular environment because we have a hole in our resume of about 13 years.
One guy who reviewed us said like we were such filth and this and that, but he was saying it like he liked it,
yeah,
but like making it seem like we were like insane. And then I looked at like who else he reviewed, and he was like a huge fan of Joey Diaz who I love as well,
man. Yeah,
but he's a fucking, I mean, you want to talk about crazy language,
that guy's a wild man. He's hilarious.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not like to that level.
I don't know. Maybe we're just getting self-conscious about
either way, whether you think we're lowbrow, highbrow, nobrow, give us 5-star review.
I guess the thing is we're just doing the best we can do with what we got.
We're just trying our best, everybody.
That's what people said about Boner City, though. They were saying like, which, yeah, I think I don't know. People were like, really? Saying like you can't even listen, you have to listen to this in like a bunker, like you can't even have people nearby at all.
Yeah, but we're just trying to do a good show.
I didn't think it was that crazy either
about pussy weightlifting.
Yeah,
what I women wanna, who want your wife to, or girlfriend to watch her have sex with you.
Yeah, like I wouldn't want
just good family fun.
I wouldn't want anyone in my family to ever listen to this, but
my whole family does while I'm there.
They gather around and this is their Prairie Home Companion.
I do director's cut notes for them.
Yeah. Do you ever say, oh, wait for this. This next part's going to blow your mind.
I'm like, wait till O'Neill comes out and whips his balls out and the Bushman storms out and needs to smoke a cigarette because he's so distraught.
By the way, you know, it was obviously a wardrobe malfunction, but it was worth it if we would have had the audio when he came back. His reaction to the balls falling out was pretty great.
How's your lawsuit? I know you were looking into suing Levi Strauss. How is that proceeding?
Well, it turns out I'm not the only man that's happened to, and so it might be a class action lawsuit.
Wow.
Yeah.
You and Ari Shaffir, whose balls are so big that they can't be contained by clothing.
He says that it's testicular discrimination.
Due to his rectal problems, which we discussed on his podcast, and his huge balls, he may have to switch to kilts.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, because somebody wrote us an email talking about if Ari's ass pussy would actually make him better at doing triangle jokes.
I think so, because it's like an extra arm.
I wrote it down here. My notes are sloppy, but I'll find it. We'll give you the props next episode. Yeah, I think testicular discrimination is probably something that you could pass in this climate.
Testicrimination.
This social climate.
All right, let's get out of here. Yeah. Episode 31 is in the books. Hope you had a good Valentine's Day to you and yours, your family, your children. Remember, when no one else loves you, Danish and O'Neill loves you. Happy birthday to O'Neill. Goodbye.
Take care, everybody.